that the Hani Luazi discussion over there was. I'm still with Josh whether to put this online because
I can record anyway. Well,
yeah, either way, yeah, for sure you can record. The Tuvia, I'm sorry, not the Hani Luazi. Tuvia, the story with Tuvia that he was a relative of guys over here, was a relative of the Arev. So the Gemara says, well, since he could eventually go to the Arev, the halacha is that it's going to be possible. Since he could go to the Arev, so once it's a question of that he could go to the Arev, so then Basar Arva Azal Malve. By the way, one of the things that I never learned, they didn't teach me Shiva. Malve means the lender. Milve is the loan. To get the grammar right. Fortunately, they didn't teach us that. So Basar Arva is a Malva. He's going to go after the Malva. The Malva is going to go after the Arev. And therefore, the Edom are being made on that as well. So says the Ridva, I don't understand. He says, the Arev is a separate Chiyuv. In other words, if Shimon doesn't pay back to Reuven, so then Levi has a Chiyuv to Reuven. So it's like two different loans. Asks the Ritva. They're considered mamish two different loans. That's the Ritva's kasha. So the Ritva we saw yesterday says, it depends. If we're talking Bilval Peh, then it's two different loans. But if it's in a shtar, so then in such a case, it's considered the same loan. That's how the Ritva works. So we left off, we said Mamanushah, what's the pshat? You can clara chakira. How do you look at Arev? Are you looking at Arev that Levi becomes Shimon? Or is the pshat that it's a separate halva? And that's what the Ritva himself was toying with in the Kasha. He says, what does Levi have to do with Shimon? So what's the answer? The answer is no. Levi's stepping in the shoes of Shimon. But if he's stepping in the shoes of Shimon, why is there a difference between when it's a Milval Peh versus a Milva B'Shtar? So Yosef attempted something. I was actually trying to move on. And then Yosef got a half hour before our learning now. So Yosef pulled me back into sugya. Yosef said something. I didn't like it out of sugya. So I'm not going to say it over. But he was on the right track. Anybody want to suggest a pshat? Those are hands. That's it. Yeah, Aaron?
The same thing I said to Rebbe yesterday.
By the way, legend has it that Mason found a Ron and Shulis that says a lot of what we discussed yesterday. That's a legend. You have to look into it Mincha time, before Mincha and after Mincha. Yeah, go ahead. What's the difference?
By the shtar, everything's all in one thing, which means that from that time period you're connected to the loan. As opposed to Malval Peh, you only get activated as the Arev at the time where the guy can't pay back the loan. So in that situation, then it becomes a separate loan.
Right. He's saying a little bit. It's a long time that you're saying, but you brought in the idea of Tzimur Fesden. That is no. Exact. I think Aaron's Hadar the Shtar is correct. When it comes to the Shtar over there, the Shtar says that this is one loan. If the Shtar says that it's one loan, so then in such a case, the pshat is that Levi is stepping into Shimon's shoes and Shimon doesn't pay. However, when you have a Milval Peh, there was nothing that joined the Hischaivus of Levi to the Hischaivus of Shimon. What's the pshat? That if it's a Milval Peh, the pshat is that if Shimon doesn't pay, there's a big chiddush. You didn't have to say like the Ritva, you could have said differently. But the pshat is that if Shimon has a different halva, so then if he doesn't, Shimon doesn't pay, so then there was a new halva that takes place and Levi is chayiv. In other words, Levi is not the love until Shimon defaults. Okay? Since he's not the love until Shimon defaults, so that Mamela is considered two different halvas. But the moment it's put into a shtar is the moment he also has a din love. Now again, this is a massive chiddush. We could have learned differently. Could have said not this way. But this is what emerges. Okay. Zok de Eilig Mishnah. Mishnah Bar Dino Yubara. Chubal Fnei Oysa Bez Neins Oysa Bez Dino. If he escapes, so then in such a case, then we're not so sir the din. So says Rashi, you don't go back, you don't revisit. Okay. But if there was a psak din, so then in such a case, then they could be made that there was a psak din. Sanhedrin oheges ba'aretz u'bechutz la'aretz. Sanhedrin's noeg in chutz la'aretz as well. We're going to get the mekoros for that shortly. Zok de'eli gemara. The chavlonis part, we'll get to that now. Zok de'eli gemara. Fnei oise bezin hude in soisrin. So there's a stira. It depends on whether the din started off in Chutz Laretz and then ended up in Eretz Yisrael, or the original din was in Eretz Yisrael. It's not the sanya. Review the ben stoy yoy mishim revision ben shota barach me eretz yis me aretz lechutz laretz. Okay, eight sosrin es dina mechutz laretz laaretz sosrin es dina mipnei zchus shalitz sos. Let's get back in. So over here we see that there's a distinction that when we're talking about eretz Yisrael, so then you'll revisit the case if the psak din was in chutz laretz. But if the psak din was in Eretz Yisrael and then he's in chutz laretz, then not. So now the guys have a kasha that I wasn't mired into too much, which is what's to prevent every single person who gets in trouble in chutz laretz to run to Israel. So maybe there are worse things that could happen. Maybe in a chanami, that's got to, different people need different incentives to make aliyah. So maybe even this is another aliyah incentive. But in a chanami, I didn't look into it too much. What is the chusah shel Eretz Yisrael? So says Rashi, b'fnei zechusah shel Eretz Yisrael, ulai tol limtzalo pesach shel zechus. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael, they'll find the pesach shel zechus. Now, I'm not sure what Rashi's saying. Is Rashi saying that because he's in Eretz Yisrael, he'll have a zechus for them? In other words, a simple way of reading the Gemara without Rashi, how would I understand what the Gemara means when the Gemara says zechus shel Eretz Yisrael? I would understand that what Rashi is saying, that the Gemara is saying, is that there's something special about Eretz Yisrael. Lakewood can't do what Eretz Yisrael does. Monroe can't do what Eretz Yisrael does. New Square can't do what Eretz Yisrael does. That even in Bnei Brak they hold. That even in Mea Sharim they hold. That they can't do it. So it's the schus of Eretz Yisrael just being in Eretz Yisrael. The schus of Eretz Yisrael. Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat that there's something about the batei dinim in Eretz Yisrael? Ulai tol limtzalo pesach shel zechus. Presumably, Rashi's saying the simple way of reading the Gemara, that there's something special about Eretz Yisrael, that Zchus of Eretz Yisrael will save him. That's what it seems. It's amazing. So it's not a very logical Gemara, right? Stam Zchus Eretz Yisrael. It's a fascinating Gemara. Okay. It's a beautiful way for us to end this man after we were showing so much from Eretz Yisrael. And to be mitgageya, to return to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Says the Ritva, I'm a supak in Rashi. I'd like to hear what you guys have to say. But you should be bothered when you read such a Gemara. What does it mean? That's just the schus. What does it mean, the schus of Eretz Yisrael? What does the Gemara mean by that? Does it mean something more, for lack of a better term, Kabbalistic? Maybe that's what it means. That there's something special, schus of being Eretz Yisrael. Or it means something different. Ani mesupak. Yes, Adam. No, Eretz Yisrael will help him find his foot. Eretz Yisrael will save him. My fakir is it something about the power of Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael? Myself, is it something about the power of Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael? Or is it something about him being in Eretz Yisrael that he will get out of Eretz Yisrael? No, 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 no. It's at Ulai to Limsol Pesach Shel Zechus, Limsol Lo. They'll find Prim Zechus, that's for sure. But why will they find Prim Zechus? Is it because he's an Eretz Yisrael? Or Bez than Eretz Yisrael is better at finding Zechuyos? That's my stuff. Yes?
Maybe, you think that it's the second one, the Bez Din will find Zechuyos. Because if he goes back to the same Bez Din, even though it's an Eretz Yisrael, we don't.
But that's a machloikis, right? The Rambam said that no, right?
The
Rambam
said
that's the Rambam said. Nachon. Rambam says that doesn't work.
Doesn't the Ritva say that? For the same exact court or this?
You know, let's we're about to do it. We're about to open up the Ritva on the Rambam. Let's take a look. So you want to say leaving aside that Nafkamina, which is a big discussion, but just
it's not inherent.
You want to bring a riot from those sheetas that's not a din that it's just that what?
That's not inherent in Eretz Yisrael.
It's nothing that Stam Eretz Yisrael does.
Because if you go back to the same basis, then you're
right.
Not safe.
Okay. Toll's help. The scoot of Eretz Yisrael, but Ulai, the scoot will help. Right. It's for sure the scoot. For sure it's the scoot. So what is the scoot of Eretz Yisrael? That's my question. What is the scoot of Eretz Yisrael?
How do you explain that? If you go back to the same
page,
then
it doesn't
help.
Wait. Slow. Let's take a look at the Ritva.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Josh wanted to suggest that the scoot of Eretz Yisrael is the fact that the mitzvah you get when you make Aliyah.
Yeah, Nachon. Nachon, he says, a possibility. Yeah,
as a reason.
That's a possibility. Nachon.
So therefore, if you go from Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, there's no extra scoot. That would answer.
By the way, I wrote, I told you I had a. I told you this just along these lines about related to Swiss Eretz Yisrael. So at the Zman, I could tell a couple more stories. So in the middle of Zman, I started telling less stories. So I mentioned to you, I think, once that I never said thank you to Rosh Hashanah. And then years later, I felt guilty because he said, I appreciate even when people say thank you to me. So it's his 70th birthday now. So they made a big deal about 70th birthday. So someone sent me an email that tell me they can send any message that they want, and printing it in a book. So I wrote up a message. I wrote up that story that I didn't say thank you. And then I said I'm going to write a list of thank yous that I never said thank you to him before. He's hard to say thank you to because he just listens and he says, you know, he doesn't continue the conversation. It's like a little bit of a dead fish. You know, that's just the way. You know, that's just the way it works. It's a little uncomfortable. So this way, I was able to write it and so on. So one of the things I said, I wrote a list of about 15 things. And one of the things I said is, Rav Schechter has a line where he says that Eretz Yisrael, Lashon Kodesh, and Tanakh, for reasons. I don't think he's being critical, but the yeshivish world, because I was taken by the secular Zionists, they sort of abandoned. No, there's good stuff. Lashon Kodesh became Ivri. So to make a big deal about Lashon Kodesh, then that was it. Eretz Yisrael was taken by the secular Zionists. And Tanakh as well. So unfortunately, they're not emphasized as they should be. So Shether's an Ish Emes. See? He doesn't care. Eretz Yisrael is Chashuv. You know, and the Hebrew is Chashuv. And Tanakh, he emphasizes, is very, very Chashuv. So anyhow, that's, and the Gemara is saying this. He said, Gemara is saying an amazing thing over here. Keep in mind, the Gemara Ksuba says, Eretz Yisrael Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvos. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean the way some Zionists took it, that once you have Eretz Yisrael, you don't need any of the Prate in the Mitzvos. But Eretz Yisrael, there's something very, very special about Eretz Yisrael. Let's take a look at the Ritva. Loikashi, Kam Baretz, Kam B'chutz L'Aretz, Klala de Milsa. The call sheborach mina aretz lechutz laaretz. Kivan shlichusayu kavdina kaoso bezdenu. Oh, so what is shlichusayu? So the Talmidim looked up the Gemara in Gittin. I hope the Gemara in Gittin on peiches. It's a mistake over here. They say peiches amid al. They should say peiches amid bez. Footnote. Gemara peiches is
art school. Under,
I don't want to use art school. Sorry. Gemara in Gittin peiches. Thank you. Gemara in Peches
It's a mistake. It's Amud Beis. Peches Amud Beis, the Gemara says, the story like this. Abaye found Rav Yosef that was foreseeing a get. He asked, but we don't have smicha, anan hediotos, and to be able to force a get, you need to be a samuch, which only takes place in Eretz Yisrael. So he said to him, we're doing shlichu sayu. Rashi says shlichu sayu the bnei Eretz Yisrael. We're shluchim of the people in Eretz Yisrael. Now that's a big discussion, Achronim. What exactly does it mean, we're the shluchim? So I'm going to try to avoid exactly where the shlichus comes from. However we understand what the shlichus is, the B'nai Chutz La'aretz are considered, were appointed shluchim by the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Otherwise, they can't judge Dinei Knossos. They can't force a get. All those things can't be done. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Ritva, Kivushik Usayu Kavdinan, Ka also Bezdinu. It's considered like that original Bezdin. And certainly if you left Eretz Yisrael, or you went from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, or you went from Chutz La'aretz to Chutz La'aretz, and it's only considered another Bezdin, El Kishabarach Mi Chutz La'aretz La'aretz, the Dilma Mahanyal is Chusad Eretz Yisrael, Vashkuchel is Chus Hatzalah. And it's not considered a separate Bezin until you went from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. The Ritva adds a very important concept over here. The Ritva adds the concept of Shlichu Sayyid. So I saw in the footnotes, they asked that Luchura, the Ritva, pulled out too many concepts over here. Luchura, we read the Gemara fine without Shlichu Sayyid. They ask, in the 568 over here, they ask, at the end of the day, once we say it's a Zchus of Eretz Yisrael, why do I need the concept of Shlichu Sayyid? The Kol Sheborach Min Ha'aretz, the Chutz La'aretz, one word, Chutz La'aretz can't, because Shlichu Sayyid. What's the Pshat? The Chur of the Pshat in the Ritva is like this. The Bezdin in Chutz La'aretz is just an ancillary to the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael. It's Tafel to the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael. They're just the Shluchim. So if the Mishaleach was Kobeya this way, the Shliach can't do anything. What's a classic case? I make a Shliach to be Machris Trumas and Maestras, and then I tell the Shliach not to take off Trumas and Maestras. So what's the Halacha in such a case? If I tell him before he takes off, it's nothing. If he decides that Trumas and Maestras doesn't work. So Churu, what the Ritva is saying, is the Bezdin in Chutz La'aretz can't be Mavata what the Mishaleach is doing. Frick, Rav Nosson Gestetner is that sound. Anybody know who Nosson Gestetner is? Nosson Gestetner is one of Yitzi's favorites. I think Yitzi was Zocha to meet him when he was still alive. He's a big Rav Roi when he would take people around to Bnei Brak. That was one of the people. He just passed away a couple of years ago. He was a big Hungarian Paisik in Eretz Yisrael. One of the big, he was the second biggest Paisik to Rav Ozer. Rav Ozer or Rav Gestetner were probably the two biggest Paisikim in the Hasidic world. Rav Nosson Gestetner. So he was a big Hungarian Paisik. He just passed away in the past year and a half. Rav Nemetzal, when he passed away, Rav Nemetzal and I were talking about what a tremendous bucky he was. So he's a tremendous bucky. So he asks this question. They quote from him that the Nosson Pirio, that's the Rav Nosson Gestetner, they quote him when he was alive over here in the footnotes, asks that the Chura the Ritva is redundant over here. The Chura the Ritva is redundant. If it's Shlichu Sayu, then the Gemara shouldn't have said Zuchus Eretz Yisrael. Right? That's a different svara. You hear Aaron the question of Pshat? You hear Eitan the question of Pshat? It's redundant. It's redundant. That's a gewaldige kasha. It's a gewaldige kasha. So, I don't know what to do with the kasha. By the way, this is one of those questions that when you read a ritva, it's a simple ritva, you have to ask. If you don't ask that question, then you didn't really read the ritva well. You have to ask that question. There's something here that doesn't add up. Out of some. One of the qualms I want you to come away with from this man is?
One of the most important klalim is that the simple questions are the most important questions in lamdas. People get impression when you learn lamdas in high school, people learn, oh, lamdas is like advanced conceptualization. All the great lamdas starts with the pshat questions.
Sometimes they're beautiful, creative mahalach, but it all starts with the pshat questions. Okay. So I don't have a great mahalach.
At least we know the kasha. At least it's a decent kasha.
I do have a big chiddush, which I'm not sure is emes. I'm not sure. But yeah, what do you have? What do you have, Yosef?
The
Swiss Eretz Yisrael. Well, so that's going to be a big discussion, right?
I want to say what you're saying.
Good. But does that answer that question? How does it answer why you need both? Shlich Messiah will do everything. What? Schuss is going to do everything. Teach me. What do you mean? Schuss is going to do everything. That I know that what? That if you went from, again, what's your case?
If we have a
no, but if it's shlich l'sayu, I want to say the exact opposite. If it's shlich l'sayu, maybe if you're going from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, then they can't be so sensitive. No, loud after maybe shlich l'sayu itself, because they're the primary, they're the tafel, and they're dependent on. Shlichu Sayu! No, Shlichu Sayu! The whole concept of Shlichu Sayu would tell that to you. Imam is going to go in a different direction than you. That's where I was saying, going in a totally different direction. Yes, Aaron, what do you want to say?
I want to say that maybe the Shlichu Sayu Yisrael is what makes it makes them better than the Shliach. Because it's fine, they're the Shlichu Sayu Shliach, they're the Yisrael. What makes them that much better that they have the ability to that makes them the people who can appoint a shliach?
It's
because of the Shlichu Sayu Yisrael that they are on a higher level than
that's a chiddush I want to say. I want to suggest, and you need to be ma'ayin into this, that Shlichu Sayu Yisrael here does not mean the merit of Israel. Shlichu could also mean something else. Shlichu could also mean something that's unique or better. The halacha is that only Sanhedrin is allowed. Sanhedrin is only allowed to paskin on knossos in Chutz Laaretz. Right? There is a schut. There's something above that Eretz Yisrael has over Chutz Laaretz. Not because of Avir Eretz Yisrael machkin, which is also true. But there's a schus of Eretz Yisrael that Eretz Yisrael has a maila in halacha, in the halachos of Besdin, like today's topic, the headline for today. The Inyan Mailas Eretz Yisrael Bedine Besdin. There's maila of Eretz Yisrael when it comes to halachos of Besdin. What's that maila? That you're able to judge Dine Knossos for Ela Mishpatim Asher Tosin with Nehem, that Chazal Darshin only takes place in Eretz Yisrael and not Chutz Laaretz. So that's a mile of Eretz Yisrael over Chutz Laaretz. That mile could also mean, maybe that's what the Gemara means when it says Schus. That the Schus means that there's a certain koach that Eretz Yisrael has over Chutz Laaretz. And that koach is what indicates to us that there's Shlichu Sayu. So when the Gemara says Schus, the Gemara means that there's something better about the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael as opposed to the Bezdin in Chutz Laaretz. So the word Tawel in Rashi, when he says Schus, could mean Tawel on his Schus. But what's the Schus? Is the Schus the unique component of Eretz Yisrael? Or is the Schus the other part? The Schus being that Eretz Yisrael has a greater Chashivus, and that Chashivus is manifest very practically in Hilchos Bezdin. Hilchos Bezdin, it's manifest. And the raya for that is that the only way you could do Dine Torah in Chutz Laaretz is through Shlichu Sayu. That's the only way it works. Through that the shlichusayim im kein im advarim. So then it will go like this. Then it will go that if you're boreach michutz laaretz laeretz Yisrael, so then in such a case Eretz Yisrael could overturn it. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael is the mishaleach. In contrast to when you go from Eretz Yisrael to chutz laaretz, you can't because they're tafel to Eretz Yisrael. I think that might be emes lamita. It's a big chiddush because when you read the art scroll Gemara, not the art scroll, but when you read just good daf yomi pshat. Daf Yomi Pshat doesn't mean that. The Daf Yomi Pshat is Mipnei Zchusah Eretz Yisrael. There's a special merit in Eretz Yisrael. But maybe I'm sure Rav Soloveitchik would be likely to read the Gemara the second way, not the first way. But I'm not sure that I'm not always into reading the Gemara the fancier way. Sometimes we have to read the Gemara the honest way. What Ravina would actually likely to have meant, not necessarily the most lomdish way. I don't know. But according to the Ritva, it seems to be that's what's going on. Notice the Ritva mentions no men. Oh, wait. So the end of the Ritva says, V'lo chashe bezen acher elo kishibarach nilatzart to dilme ma'ani l'schus ad Eretz Yisrael l'ashkuch l'schus hatzala. So it's a little bit even hard to read it into the end of the Ritva. Because the Ritva at the end of the day says it's schus Eretz Yisrael. But he also says, V'lo chashe bezen acher. It's not choshev because of the schus of Eretz Yisrael. So again, it's the only answer that I'm aware of to Reb Nosson Gestetner's kash. I realize it's a chidush. I'm not sure it's right, but it's definitely a geshmaka thing to put on the table of how to pound it out. Let me just finish the whole idea and then let me let you guys fire away. Can I just finish the whole idea? Let's take a look at the Pesach and the Rambam. How's the Rambam paskin in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha? So there, the guys were handling that the Rambam there has a slightly different formulation. Misha nigmar dinoi bebezen shayim chutz laaretz uvarach lebezen shebeeretz Yisrael. Somebody who had a gemar din in a bezen that was in chutz laaretz and he escaped to a bezen in Eretz Yisrael. Saisres dinoi al kofonim. Then they could. Then the Rambam adds something that we didn't see before. V'imhoya oise bezen atzma shninger dinoi bepinei. Ein saisres dinoi. Rabbi Sai, I have a kash on the Rambam. If the pshat is, now here I think you have to say, so I'm even younger. If the pshat is, there's a milos chus Eretz Yisrael, so why don't we say that Bezdin and Eretz Yisrael will be more likely to find the zchus? So you could say the Gemara is only talking about the zchus of the litigant. And the Gemara is not talking about the schus of Bezdin. But why can't it be that the litigant is going to have a schus because the Bezdin is more likely to find it in Eretz Yisrael? He's in Eretz Yisrael now before he was in Chutz Laaretz. So if the vart of schus is the vart in Kabbalah of schus, the Rambam doesn't make sense. No Jews can be left behind. I want everybody to understand this kasha. I think it's a gavaldik kasha. The Rambam added something that the Ritva didn't say. The Rambam adds that this whole halacha of being Eile l'Eretz Yisrael is only a halacha if it's a different bezdin. But if it's the same bezdin, then that halacha is not going to apply. The same bezdin, that halacha is not going to apply. Why is it not going to apply? So it's the same bezdin, it's chutz laaretz and Eretz Yisrael. They're not going to be mahapik b'schus. But now I have a kasha. The guy's in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara just said, chutz Eretz Yisrael. So if you're going to answer me, but it's the same bezdin, but this guy's got his chutz, and maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megale einayim shel tzadikim in Eretz Yisrael, and so maybe there'll be megale chutz that wasn't there. You hear the kasha? I'm using the coroner's thing. Eitan and Mason, good? You have the good. Good? Gilad and Aaron, good? Okay. Gvaldi the kasha. But the Chura, according to what we said, I think in the Rambam you have to say. In the Ritva, Mesukah. But in the Rambam, you gotta say. What do you gotta say in the Rambam? You gotta say like this. You gotta say. It's interesting. Maybe. I don't mean this. Maybe a good shear is small. The smaller the shear got, the more we start being mechadish. You notice, we said a lot of chidushim in the last week. We said more chidushim than previous. I just think it's a sugya. The sugyas were more noted towards chidushim. That's previous sugyas were hard. Just the cheshbon. That's my shita. My tafkid is to burn up the sugya however it is. So these sugyas happen to be noted towards chidushim because it's a small gemara. So you don't have to worry about too much hedgehogging everything in the Gemara. It's a few lines in a Rishon and a couple problems, but when you got a massive sugi with six different Gemaras and five different Rishonim, then it's very hard to be mechadish. Because just to figure out be'emes what's going on. But here, where it's a small sugi, it's easy. The chidushim come more naturally. Fuck. So I want to say like this. I think it's emes lamita. This is worth $1 million, I think. It's clear that the Rambam does not read the Gemara of Daf Yomi way. And the Rambam is going to understand that the word is, it's not just Stam Tzchus of Eretz Yisrael. It's a Tzchus Bezdin of Eretz Yisrael. Tzchus Bezdin. If it's a Tzchus Bezdin, so then in such a case, if it's the same Bezdin in Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, then Shlichus Sayu is not Shayich over here. When was the Svar Shlichus Sayu Shayich? When this Bezdin is a Tofel to the Bezdin Ikori. But here, it's the same Bezdin. If it's the same Bezdin, then you can't say that they were the Mishaleach. You can only say that the Bezdin Eretz Yisrael is the greater Bezdin when there's a different Bezdin, which was Mishaleach. But here, if it's the same Bezdin, so then in such a case, there's no Mishaleach anymore. You can't say the Shliach and the Mishaleach are the same person. So when you have two different cases where you have a Mishaleach, you have the Batats in Yerushalayim, you have Chacham Avadius Bezdin, and you have the Bezdin Agodol of the Rabbanut. So everything else, so the RCA Bezdin and the Rav Osner's Bezdin and Matzi are Shlichus Sayim. But what happens if Rav Osner has a Bezdin there and Rav Osner has a Bezdin here? So then in such a case, you can't say that he's a Mishaleach. Rav Osner can't be a Mishaleach on himself. Hence, the halacha doesn't apply. So it's clear to me that even though the Rambam didn't use the word Shlichusayu, it's mefurish. The Rambam is, you can't learn the Rambam Lanias Daiti any other way without saying the vart that we said before, and not the other Avona. You have to say it. In the Ritva, on the one end of the Ritva, usually Chusayu, on the other end of the Ritva, didn't give the Rambam's Nafkamina. So that's what you're going to say, Shir on Bezer Hashem. One day you'll say, Shir, why did the Ritva not spell out what the Rambam says? Does he agree or does he disagree? Maybe there's 2 days in how the Shli Chusayu works. But this is worth $1 million. This is for sure. That this concept of. It has to be a vart according to Rambam is that the Bez of Chutz La'aretz is Tafel to the Bez in Eretz Yisrael. But if it becomes the same Bez, then there's no Tafel. You can't say he was Tafel there, he's not Tafel here. Unless you're going to say that there's a Schus, the other vart is Schus. And the reason why the Rambam doesn't say is because the Rambam doesn't hold that there's idea of a Schus, Stam Schus in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam holds that some vart in Bez in Chutz La'aretz being Tafel to Bez in Eretz Yisrael. The same Bez in the vart of Tafel doesn't apply. Now the Ritva didn't say okay. So here's the case where the Ritva, it's on the Ritva 7, we're not even sure the Ritva holds it, but the part of the Svar for sure is the Rambam holds it. Maybe the Ritva is also going with the Svar exactly as we said, that Tzchus Eretz Yisrael is Halach in the Bezdin. Say Yesh Lodin David Eid and Aaron.
Why can't you say Schus is enough?
Why can't you say Schus is enough? You could say. But then, no, in the Rambam's case, that's not established. Then why is it that you can't go, a Bezdin moved. Rav Osner's Bezdin is now in there. Rav Osner has two Bezdins, it happens to be. Rav Osner has a Bezdin in Muncie. So, that's the one who's Machshir in your brother's neighborhood, the Eruv. Rav Osner's, your brother. No, I thought your brother lived on. Someone lived on the Upper West Side.
Oh, my brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law, I'm sorry. So there's a Bezdin. When I was on the Upper West Side, it was a big balagan. that there were no yeshivish chassidish people at all that were machshir the Eruv. The first one was Rav Ozner. Rav Ozner's Bezdin in Muncie. One of his sons of Muncie goes back and forth. He's now in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Sometimes in Ramat Beit Shemesh, most of the time he travels around the world. So, anyhow, so Rav Ozner has two Bate Dina. So, what? Let's say Rav Ozner, and let's just assume that it's the same Dayanim. Rav Ozner itself looks like, which could definitely be. Dayanim travel around. So, yeah, they pass in the Chutzot. What happens if now they're found in Eretz Yisrael? Could you appeal there? So Rambam said no. Why? The answer is that the whole word is that the Bezdin Chutzot is Tophel to the Bezdin Eretz Yisrael. But you can't say the word of Tophel if it's the exact same Bezdin. Doesn't make sense. According to the Hezra I gave in the Ritva, Luchuri he would. But some point out the Ritva did not add what the Rambam added. Now, other Achrayim give other explanations for why the Rambam said it added this Nafkamina. But I like our I think our Mahalach is good, Bezer Hashem. Yes, Aaron.
First of all, I want to just maybe say that maybe there's a simpler way to understand the Rambam, and maybe that there's a Svei Dinim and why you're so Svedin. A, you need Bezin Acher, and B, you need Tzchus. So if the Bezin goes from...
Why do you need Bezin Acher? That's my kash.
Why do you need Bezin Acher? Because that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah, if you look in the Shach Levitari, we only bring in Tzchus.
I look
in the Shach Levitari.
Shach Levitari of the Gemara.
Of the Gemara, the way he brings the Bezin Tzchus, the first Mishnah, the Mishnah, their dino baruch ubal lepnei oso basin ain sosher dino, right? And then we say that seems contradictory. We bring it up, and then the Gemara goes through it, and they, in order to answer up what's the case where you would be sosher the din because the ratio is mashma, that there's a case where you would be sosher the din. That's when you go to another basin din that is in Eretz Yisrael, but that's only when you go to another basin din.
I was saying that if you look in the Gemara. The Gemara never entertains the idea Oso Bezdin could ever be Sosa. And he's saying that's Halach and Oso Bezdin, that Oso Bezdin can't be Sosa. So I'm bothered by the following Kasha. I'm bothered, but why?
Because then you
can't. If there's a Maitla of Eretz Yisrael, so then Oso Bezdin could also be Sosa. So what's the Svara? So I want to fit it in to the Maitla of Eretz Yisrael itself. I'm trying to quote unquote kill two birds with one stone. And what I'm bothered by is what I need a logic for Oso Bezdin. What's the logic of Oso Bezdin? What's the logic of it?
Because Oso Bezdin is no matter how smart a Bezdin is, right? Even if there's a schluss there, it's Yisrael Lamaisa, it's still the same exact Ruvein Shimon Levi sitting on the Bezdin. So it doesn't matter that you had a schluss.
My cash is, I said good.
There's a schluss there, it's Yisrael. A door that's not there. A schluss can open a door that Yisachar, Zvulun, and God, who are on the other Bezdin, can maybe open something up. But if Ruben Shimon and Levi,
why not?
Why? Because
maybe it's Schluss Eretz Yisrael will be Megalit.
So that's what Gemara is telling you. No, they can't do that.
You want to say maybe what you're saying is like this. You're saying that Halacha in Bezdin is a Bezdin can't be Soser as Dino. Okay. For the record, Aaron has a pshat. Aaron's pshat is like this. Says there's two halachas. One halacha is that Bezdin can never be Soser as Dino. Once Bezdin gives the tzak, something like the halacha of Kima Jig and Shume in a Chozer Magda, just like we have that in Jesus, we have that in Bezdin. And then there's another halacha, and that's the halacha that you're not allowed to be Mahapech Ledin except in Eretz Yisrael.
And then the other thing.
And the reason why you're allowed to do that is because it's supposed to Eretz Yisrael.
And then.
Just one second. Just one second. Let's see how the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos learns. Might be a point for me. Take a look at the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos. Kfar b'yarnu perek rishon in Masechta Sanhedrin ki asmicha be'aretz Yisrael v'yesh lam rishus l'odom be'aretz v'chutz aretz dinei k'nas dinei nefashim.
אבל אין דון דין נפש חוץ לארץ אבל זמן שדון דין נפש בארץ ישראל כל שכן שאין דון על הזמן שבסן הגול בלשין של גוזס כמו שנאמר לבלתי שמוע על הכהן על השעות בזמן שיש כל ימק רגע מזבח יש דין נפש ובד שיש סנהדרין בלשין של גוזס כמו מגדש וזה שזוכר מיות המיס רואי שיחדנו הסנהדרין זה בזבונוס מתוך ומוסום בדין מי נכון לסקיים בעיר אבל שכאים מיסי יש לנו עמס אפילו So I have a kasharon. What in the world is going on in Pirush HaMishnayis? This is not Masechet Sanhedrin. Why is the Rambam telling us all these halachos smuchin and not smuchin? It's a pella. You would know, Michal, where this stuff is. Do you know where Kapach's Pirush HaMishnayis is? That's the good Pirush HaMishnayis on the Rambam. This is based on the translation of a Talmud Chacham who overlapped in the time of the Rambam, Rabbi Yosef Ibn Tibon. Rabbi Yosef, this is the one of the good things I got from Wahyu. It taught us a little bit of the background. It's kedai to know. Rabbi Yosef Ibn Tibon translated the Rambam into Lashon Kodesh. He even sent the Rambam, I think, a copy. The Rambam sent him, good job. Then there was, Daniel Katz is not here. Then there was this great Taimanit on the Chacham, 900 years later, who passed away a few years ago, named Rabbi Yosef Kapach. Rabbi Yosef Kapach was a Baki in Arabic, and he was a Baki in Lashon Kodesh, and he was a Baki in Shas. So he claimed, that's a little bit of a kasha, because the legend has it that the Rambam even saw Rabbi Yosef Ibn Tibon's translation. Rambam wrote it in Arabic. Rambam wrote an art scroll Mishnayis. That's what the Rambam did. Art scroll Mishnayis. So he went back and looked at the Arabic, the original Arabic. By the way, if you want to get goosebumps, we have manuscripts of the Rambam's own writings. You get it. Not only that, we have manuscripts of the Rambam's own writings and the Rambam's cross-outs. Someone told me, Rav Shalom Rasner, before he was well-known in the Daf Yomi world, we were friends together in the Kolo. Rav Shalom Rasner told me at 20 years ago that he saw the Rambam's notes about how he structured the Yad HaChazaka. One of the most amazing things, so we said, it's how the Rambam organized Kol HaTorah Kulo and the Yad HaChazaka, right? So he says, we have the Rambam's own handwriting where the Rambam is cheshbening how he's going to break apart the whole Sefer Yad HaChazaka and cross out, should I put Sanhedrin here or should I put Eidos here or where should I put... But we might even have that in the Rambam's, I'm not sure. I think probably in one of the university museums. That's where you have all this. By the way, all these Rishayim, you know where most of these Talmidim went? They went to the university museums where they have the manuscripts. If you take a look, they have different editions. And then he says, they describe the editions that they use. Yeah, he says, I'm using this a different from the Library of Ginsburg, number catalog 816/3. And sometimes they all come from different universities where they took it. Where the Talmid Chacham went into universities and they brought the Ritva back to life. They photocopied the manuscripts. Anyhow, Rav Kapach did that. And he translated the Rambam, and there are many nafkaminas. And sometimes the Rav Kapach. So also there were mistakes that entered into our Pirush HaMishnayis. So we have, it's called Mishnah and Pirush HaRambam. It's a 3-volume work. You know where to find the Michal in the library? I think they do. I'm quite sure. I know the Yeshiva has it. Yeshiva has it for sure. It's a 3-volume work. If you could find it, it's not difficult. Great. Thank you. I'd be curious to see what if there's anything more in the Kapach. Why did I get so excited? Oh, why is the Rambam going on to this whole Arichus over here? What's this whole business over here? What's this whole business about Knossos and so on? But according to my Mahalach, it's beautiful. Why the Rambam say it? Why is this Mamish now? It's worth $2 million. Why did the Rambam say it? The reason why the Rambam said it is because the Rambam understands that this whole halacha of kedima of Eretz Yisrael over Chutz Laaretz has to do with the schus of Eretz Yisrael, that the Beis Din is more powerful in Eretz Yisrael. And the Beis Din Chutz Laaretz is secondary to it. What's that called in yeshivish terminology? Shlichusayu. That's how they call it in yeshivas. Shlichusayu. Oh, it came to Mazvar, now we know. According to Aaron, it's a little bit funny why the Rambam doesn't say anything about the halacha of Bez did not going back on its word, and he only talks about the importance of Eretz Yisrael. So l'chura is nacharaya to my pshat. Mamish misameh. I didn't check up the Pirush HaMishnayis, but l'chura misameh. No, I think it works. Your pshat was definitely legitimate, but I think the Pirush HaMishnayis, you see it more. What should we do, Rabbi Isai? We should go continue moving, continue marching.
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Alright,
let's continue marching. Zog daily gigamore weit. Oh, a lot of geschmack of sugis. Wow. A lot of geschmack of sugis. By the way, Stam, we also got great ideas about this halacha shu besayu, bezdin, eretz yisrael, and futzlaretz, sugi and gittin. Everybody should know that sugi and gittin on peyches on bez, g'day to go over it. Here comes Michoel with the Pirush HaMishnayis. Anything more? By the way, there are nafkaminas. There's a famous Aruch HaShulchan that says that you don't have to be mafrish challah on cake. Famous Aruch HaShulchan. That's medayik for Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayis. And some poskim use the halacha lemaisa. And then Rabbi Willig found, this is my chavrusa of Shmuley Marcus, Rav Aaron Salvation's grandson. When we did challah, he pointed this out to me, that Rabbi Willig and Moreh Shacholel 20 years ago said that if you look up in the Kapach edition of the Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam never said that at all. Yosef Ibn Tikvon had a certain translation. He translated something into cake, and it's clear the Rambam didn't mean cake, because there's no Megar, it's against the Pirush HaMishnayis. Everybody goes crazy. So, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, but I have a Rambam and a Pirush HaMishnayis. But if you look back in the manuscript, the Rambam never said it. So sometimes the Mahamish has nafkaminis la'alocha la'alocha adasof. That's a big thing. Whether you need to be mafrish challah from cake, you don't need to. Of course, you need to be mafrish challah from cake. That gets involved with losses of God and himself, Elisa. That's something that we did over there. So the Rav Kapach's edition is a very, very important thing. Rav Kapach is one of the big poskim of the Teimanim, and they're the ones like similar to the Chacham Avadya goes with the Shulchan Aruch Adasof. They go with the Rambam Adasof. Not like the guys in New York who want to find all these kulas and all this. Not like those Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim didn't go to the Rambam 900 years. All of a sudden they do. But the Teimanim were going for the Rambam for 900 years. So they have a real tradition. So Rav Kapach used to. So to Rav Kapach, this was very, very important. What did the Rambam really. And to all of us, there's no greater safer of the Rishonim than the Sfarim of the Rambam. So let's just take a look quickly over here. What do we got over here? Nothing. It's a pella. The pella. He brings up all these halachas from Sechus and there's nothing to do. Mayim Shmidei Tzar Sinai. Learning to us is beautiful, but it's not us. The Ritva already inspired us. I didn't say Samayon. Based on the Ritva, when the Ritva brought up Shlich Usayu. Now, where did the Ritva come from? So it was already in the air of the Rishonim. It's already in the air. The Ritva follows a lot of times the Rambam, right? It's already in the air, this concept of Shlich Usayu. That's the Emes of Shat in the Rambam. Oh, so even the Ritva can help us understanding the Rambam. The Sameh. All right, Rabbi Sarei, keep on moving. Shkoyach Michal. Sanhedrin Oheges. Zot Deile Gemishneh. Sanhedrin Oheges. Baretz Ubechutz Laretz. Frek Deile Gemore. Menoh Ani Mili. Tan Rabbon Voyu. Eidu Lachem. Lechu Kas Mishrut Lor Seifa. Vamadu Sanhedrin Shnei Heges. Baretz Ubechutz Laretz. Vahoyo Eilu Lachem. So why say the doyrei seichem? To be married, but what? In all generations, wherever you are, in pain. But what about it says shoyftim v'shoytrim titein lecha bechol shecharecha yisharecha atem eshid batei dinim bechol plach v'plach plach v'plach. I was glad to when Mordechai came over to me that I remembered when I looked up Jastrow many years ago. Plach means a district. You're going to see it's going to be very, very important what the word of plach means in Lomnus. ובכל עיר ועיר. ובחוץ לארץ עטמיישיב בכל פלח ופלח, ועטמיישיב בכל עיר ועיר. Oh, says on the one hand, there's a mitzvah in Tzlaretz to have a Bezdin. On the other hand, we already spoke about that Bezdin could only do things in Eretz Yisrael to be done in Chassos that requires smuchim. And the fact that we sometimes do in Tzlaretz is based on the concept of Shlichus Sayyid. So we're learning a lot of halachas Bezdin. And then there's a third halacha, and that is that there's a mitzvah to put in Chutz La'aretz, b'chol plach b'plach, and not b'chol ir v'ir. Sarach year number one. What's the difference? Plach b'plach, ir v'ir. It's a pella to me that I'm not aware of any Rishon, and you know me, I just look at the basic Rishonim. I'm not into looking at all the Rishonim. I'm trying to pay. I have enough job, hard job, I'm saying Gemara Rashi, Ritva, Rambam, Ritva, Gemara Rashi, and Rambam, and I find that, and Ritva, I find I don't need to look at all the Rishonim. So now,
Rashi on
Rashi's Masbir. Yeah, let's take a look at what's that. Oh, okay. No, that's not my question. My question is, why is there a difference? What is it about Eretz Yisrael that has year by year, and Chutz La'aretz says every plach and plach? Rashi answers. Yeah.
Rashi is Medina, but the plach says.
Oh, a Bach? I don't know about a Bach.
Yeah. This is ear.
Oh, that's even nocherger. It's even worse. Mefarish Gemara. Tzarchim God on the Bach. Tzarchim God on the Bach. Which Bach? Oh, I have it written down. Avol Ayilil. I wrote in my Gemara the Kasha. Very good. So I have from years ago. I have like this. Avol Ayilil the Plach Shon of the Ear. Va'ayin Ramban Reish Parsha Shoftim. That's today's Mar Makomos. Ve'efshir Ze'atam Shirashi Kosev Medina. Va'ayin Avi. Okay, I have the same Mar Makomos that I put on today's Mar Makomos. Okay, I didn't remember this Bach. Good. Gishmak. That's Gishmak. Okay. All right. Now, here we go. That's Sarichiyu number one. Good.
What a plach is?
Well, the question is, no, we know plach is translated as district, but what's Parshat Shah in the Gemara? All good lambda starts with Parshat Shah. So what's Parshat Shah in the Gemara? The difference between ear of ear in Eretz Yisrael means what? Ear of ear in Eretz Yisrael means what? Means cities. Plach is something else in the district. Eretz Yisrael is daf ear of ear, even ear of ear, and Chutz La'aretz is plach of plach. What does that mean? Parshat Shah, what does that mean? Let's get some better questions also. Zot de Heilige Rat. Perek Aleph Halacha Beis and Hilchos Sanhedrin. Ein anu chayobim lahamid batei dinim b'chol plach u'plach b'chol ir v'ir elo b'eretz Yisrael b'olvad avu b'chutz l'oretz ein chayim b'amid b'ezim b'chol plach u'plach sh'nemar titin l'chol b'chol sh'erech asher shem l'kech l'mesim. It is a pale of the Rambam. Rambam over here says that the chiyuv of Bez Din is to be maimed in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz, because it says Shaltim Shaltim Shelachah B'chol Sharecha, and therefore there's no chiyuv B'chol Plach B'plach. Ask all the Rishonim on the Rambam that the Rambam is against our Gemara. Our Gemara said Beferish there's a chiyuv also Bechutz La'aretz, but only Beplach Beplach, not ear to ear. Yet the Rambam says that there's no chiyuv at all in Chutz La'aretz. A pella.
What would the Rambam say about an ear in Chutz La'aretz?
What would the Rambam say about an ear in Chutz La'aretz?
The Reish Rambam says you don't, you only have an Eretz Yisrael year of year and plach and then he goes and
very good question. Very good question. Mason, do you mind getting my Ramban on the bottom shelf? There's a small Chamisha Chumshei Torah with a Ramban. By the way, I'm a big fan of this. First of all, I'm a fan of small Sfarim for travel Sfarim. And there's this nice new, there's this nice addition, I think I have it here, that really compacts all the Rishonim into it. All Chamisha Chumshei Torah with Ramban and Ibn Ezra, all the classics. It's not there. Disappeared. I brought it down. Did I bring it to the Nazi room? There isn't a small Chamisha Chumshei Torah bound. Not there.
Just for
it's my favorite. It's my favorite. Okay. Yeah. So let's do this. Let's use this. Thank you. Oh, that's my favorite.
Anybody else need it?
Yeah. I've been writing here, but I do in Parsha. I write in two lines. I write it in over here, so that's also a reason why it's my favorite. But it's compact. Compact is far more good when you're moving around. And here they have it. They did an amazing job. They have Ramban and Ibn Ezra too. All right, Parsha Shoftim. The Ramban asks a similar type of question, and it's cholik on the Ramban. But first, Ramban Alafayra on Shoftim Titan Lechol B'Chol Sharecha. So he quotes the Ramban. Ubir Bekan Sheisimu Hashoftim B'Chol Ireim Kasheyitin Lehem Hashem Esaretz Shoftim Shoftim Titan Lechol B'Chol Sharecha Ki B'Chutz La'aretz Einam Chayavim Limnos Lehem Bezdin. In Chutz La'aretz there isn't a chiyuv. Avo kisha yitzak hamu'uvas yamdu alav aruim lishpatu mishpatei mishpatu. But in Chutz La'aretz, when you need bad dayanim, then you're supposed to put dayanim there if it's necessary. If Jews in Manhattan or Jews in Muncie are fighting, so then in such a case, or doing corrupt things, so then you need a bezdin. Avo b'makis shonu b'neseches makis we learn. Oh, and then he says, and this is how the Rambam writes. Says Ramban, what's the fair gets to the fair of Gemara? Gemara in Makkah Zayin and Al says what? Gemara says it's a mitzvah b'chol plach b'plach. So he says Rambam is wrong. V'nir mizeshe chayav limnos sanhedrin b'chutz laretz. The law, the chol ear, the ear, ela plachim uplachim. So the Ramban brings home the question against the Rambam. First of all, you should know that the Ramban calls the Rambam out on it. Halacha, the development of halacha and teira is so beautiful. Such a natural system of checks and balances. The Rambam can't get away with this. Saying such a chidush, eventually... That's the beauty in halacha. If a Rav's going to say a tremendous chidush, checks and balances. There's going to be someone else who's going to come along who's going to disagree. Even if you feel the... I see it. I see it all the time. You see, even people who are much smaller, they might not necessarily have the chutzpah to disagree, but eventually it's going to get back into the base of Medrash, and it's going to bounce around in the base of Medrash, and then there'll be a slightly different mahalach. So, unless there's a yishuv. But the Ramban calls the Rambam out on it. It says at the end of the day it doesn't make sense. And we should know the Ramban disagrees. Ramban, and he calls him out from Ari Gemara. Now, on the one hand, where the Rambam was coming from is the Psukim. Although, what indicates to me that the Rambam was in the ballgame for sure is he uses the exact same Lashonis of the Gemara. He uses this funny word, and that's why I looked up the Jastro, and that's them. I don't look up all the words all the time. But here, it makes a big deal. Because here, how you define plach and plach, and ear, is going to have profound implications. So, the Ramban has a fair time. So we have two major tzarachinas. Number one is we don't understand Pshat Gemara. Pshat Gemara. Alles fängt an vom Pshat Gemara. Everything starts with Pshat Gemara. At the end of the day, what is the schiluk between ear? There's a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, and in Chutz La'aretz there's a plach. Was heis? Why should there be a difference? Number two is the Rambam. How could the Rambam have the chutzpah to go against it? Is there? I don't know either. What does the Rav say from Yerushalmi? Wait. You guys got to have something developed over here. You
got it.
The chutzaretz moshim and plachim plachim. Beautiful. That's beautiful. That's our Gemara. No, Yerushalmi didn't add garnished. Didn't add anything. So that's our Gemara. You're right. The Rambam does go with Yerushalmi often, but over here, I don't think it's. Yes, Mordechai Yankiv.
2 points. I thought the Rambam, the Ramban, is agreeing with the Rambam because that's what the Lachem Mishnah says.
You think that's what the Ramban?
Wait, no.
It's one time someone throws out one Mar Malcolm Stam throwing out that doesn't help us anything. I'll be soft on. But like, two in a row is too much for me. Do you know what you're doing with the Lechem Mishnah? You don't know what you're doing with the Lechem Mishnah.
I know what I'm doing with the Lechem Mishnah. The way that I was reading, when we were reading the Ramban,
Mar Malkimus, I'm not interested in. You know, this Rishon, this Achron, this thing, it's got to make sense. Got to speak to the Zach.
When we were reading the Ramban, we thought he was agreeing with the Ramban.
Right.
Well, where do we see? Well, I thought so. Where do we see the Ramban is disagreeing with the Ramban?
Ramban says it beferish. Ramban writes. Again, you have the photocopies in front of you?
Yes.
So I'll point it out to you again, the photocopies. Oh, it could be they didn't do a good... Yeah, they did the job. He says, V'chein koser Rav Rabbeinu Moshe. What's V'chein koser Rav Rabbeinu Moshe? That means that the mitzvah is dafka in Eretz Yisrael. Mm-hmm. And says Ramban, I admit, I'm writing a commentary on the Bible, and a simple reading of the Bible is that the mitzvah is only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. But it's a Farish Gemara and Makkah. It's not that way. The Gemara says that there's a chiyuv b'chol plach u'plach. So he says the Rambam must be wrong. That's how the Ramban reads. You feel that I'm characterizing the Ramban correctly or not?
I don't know. I have to read it again.
Okay.
But so then, start Ian on the Lechem Mishnah. Why he says that?
I think he's.
Wait. Make sure you know what you're saying in Lechem Mishnah before you say it.
I thought I read it back correctly.
Make sure. I'll give you a second to think about it.
No, the Lechem Mishnah says that the Rambam is reading.
You're talking to him, or you're talking to me? Talking to him.
That okay. The Ramban is reading that the Rambam is arguing on the Brisa.
Ramban is arguing with
the Ram. The Ramban is reading the Rambam that he's arguing on the Brisa.
Okay,
which is the way we write it. Uat 113. Zok Rav Shachzan Sa. Like this. Shachzan is beautiful. Says the Rambam is well aware of our Gemara, and based on this, I think I could, based on the inspiration from Rav Shach, I think we could be Mazbir Rav Shach Gemara, which is the ultimate. Zok Rav Shachzan. The Rambam over here is well aware that our Gemara says that there is a mitzvah in Chutz La'aretz as well. But there are two different types of mitzvah. One is that Eretz Yisrael, Bikum Va'aseh, needs Batei Dinim in every ear and in every plach. To be a city in Israel, Sheftim V'Sheitrim Titen L'cha V'chol Sharecha. That's one halach. Good? To be an ear in Eretz Yisrael, and it needs to have a bezdin. That doesn't matter whether there's a district of Jews there or not. Doesn't matter whether there are Jews in Shechem or there are not Jews in Shechem. There's a mitzvah for there to be a bezdin. Why? Because a ir be Yisrael needs to have a bezdin. In Rav Shach's Lashon, if I'm not mistaken, he uses this Lashon. I didn't look it up since the old times. That's a mitzvah bekum vaaseh. The mitzvah in Chutz La'aretz, like the Ramban himself alludes to, is that if there are Jews, so then in such a case, they need to have Din Torah, because there's an Isser of our Kois. When a Jew fights with another Jew, you need a Psak al pi Dinei Torah, not al pi our Kois. But there's no halacha of Bikum Vaseh needing Bez, then there's a Chiyuv of the Rabbanin if there is a need to have a Din Torah. So that's what the Rambam was saying. The Rambam in Perek Alav Halacha Beis was saying that in Chutz La'aretz there's no chiyuv bikum va'aseh. It's only what's called v'amei v'nyavim chiyuv b'shev v'altaseh. In Keinim Advarim, that only applies in Chutz La'aretz. It doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael. But of course the Rambam agrees with the Ramban based on the Gemara of Makos that when there are Jews, you'll have to make a Bez in Chutz Lartz. Nebuch, there are Jews in Chutz Lartz. Nebuch, there's Golos. So then, in such a case, there's a Chiyuv. Oh, in Kainim Advarim, we can answer Pshat. We can be Masbir good Pshat in Gemara. What's the Pshat now, Bechol Plach V'Plach, versus Bechol Ir V'Ir? And the Rambam is Meduyuk. The Pshat in Gemara is like this. The Pshat is that where there are Jews, that's a Plach. That's a district of Jews. Wherever there are Jews, there's going to be a Chiyuv of Bezdin. But there isn't a Chiyuv Bechol Ir V'Ir. Toledo, Boston, Tennessee, all those places, Lav Dafke is there a Chiyuv Bezdin, only if there are Jews there. But in Eretz Yisrael, for it to have a Chaloy Shem, Ir B'Yisrael, it needs a Bezdin. That's the Tzivu of the Pasuk, Sheftim V'Shartim, Titan L'Chod L'Chol Sharecha. So now we understand good Pshach Gemara, and according to Rav Shach, we have a Yishuv in the Rambam as well. Kaftor V'Ferah.
It's Cholik on Rashi.
Cholik on Rashi, why do you say that's Mincha now? But why do you say that's Cholik on Rashi?
Because Rashi Ata Moishiv, then the way you'd want to, you'd have
Ata Chayiv Oishiv B'chol Plach U'Plach.
Yeah, so Rashi understands the word.
No, it's a B'Shev Al Tasa, not B'Kum V'Asei. Kaftor V'Ferah. Plach v'plach, not ear v'ear. And then it's meduyik also like we were mayor. That's why Rashi didn't learn like the Bach, as the Talmidim were mayor. Over there was a Yud Aleph, on Yud Aleph. And that's what we jotted in the Gemara years ago. Because they ain't on Chayovin according to Rashach. But the diuk would be that v'plach v'plach, there would be a chiyu v'shem al tasa. The Eretz Yisrael, you need both, because Eretz Yisrael, you need B'Shev Al Tasa, and you need the Kum Asay. The Kum Asay of Shaytim V'Shaytim Tidem. The Chol Sharecha. That there's a Chiyuv in the Torah that Ir B'Yisrael needs the best. That's Halacha.